the Hip Girls Podcast. This is Zoe.
And this is Aza.
And it's episode 7. What are we going to get into today?
We're going to get into balance. How do you have a balanced life? Because life is a balancing act. And we just going to kind of piggyback from the previous episode, which was finding your purpose and securing a bag. So it's like, once you find your purpose, right, and you got the bag, how do you balance everything? That's the realization of it. Like, how do you keep your balance? And one of my favorite quotes come from a children's book, Arthur, which is Dr. Seuss. And Dr. Seuss used to say, life is a balancing act. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's real. Because you can have a bag, you can have your purpose, and you can go too far left. And you lose everything. So, you know, let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I would start off by saying, with balance for myself, it's a mind thing. You really have to understand, like, different roles and, like, learning your switches. Like, learning how to turn something off.
Word.
And, like, if you're in a certain, like, business mode, or, like, securing your bag, you know, you're going to have this rhythm going, and you're going to forget about other things, and sometimes you can become lost. I always say, never lose sight of who you are. Even if you're still doing your purpose or you into your business, just never lose sight of, like, who you are, where you're coming from, the people around you. You don't never want to forget, like, the people around you need you as well.
I love it.
Sometimes we focus so much, like I was talking about earlier, sometimes we focus so much on money and business, like, we really become, like you said, a robot. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we focus on that, and so when someone sees you, all they see is money or business. And I was saying earlier, you become unrelatable. And some people don't approach you because they don't know much more about you. All they know is you so focused on money. I don't know much about you. So, like, 100. It's a good thing, but it becomes a bad thing. And those type of people don't have friends, or they can't socialize or network because they so focused on securing a bag and getting all this money. Shit, who you gonna celebrate it with?
Yeah, and I think it's important, like, you know what I'm saying, like, when you got a job, but it's like, you gotta have that work, you know, social balance, like that work family balance, because right. If you overworking, then you're not gonna have the energy to enjoy your fruits, which is extremely important. You working for your fruit. And I had to learn that the hard way, you know. And that's a segue into, like, what's your rituals to, like, you know, pull out and recharge yourself. So you have to be very mindful of just your routines and your rituals to keep you on your game and to keep you balanced. You feel what I'm saying? And so, like, my ritual is, like, I get up, I give thanks. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I gotta burn something.
I just smoked what, last weekend? It was nice.
It was nice. Like, I was talking about incense and sage.
Hey, I kind of understand why people smoke now.
You had to relax.
It was, like, a good feeling. I love the vibe. Like, I love how relaxed I was. And I didn't really have, like, any worries.
Okay.
Like, I love that feeling, and I don't smoke at all, but I was just trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the holidays, and I was like, damn, I kind of understand why people do it, like, sometimes.
Right.
So, it's cool, like.
Well.
I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's legal, but the thing is, and I know for sure, it helps with certain people with anxiety. Like, I'd be like, bro, you need to hit something because you on the edge. But what
I'm that bad anxiety.
Yeah, but what I'm doing, I got like this thousand breaths thing where it's like I'm consciously breathing like in and out 100 times, 10 times a day. And if I don't do it, I'm just consciously breathing in and out. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to this yogi, and she was telling me about yoga, and the yoga is just bonding the spirit and the body. And when you consciously breathe, that's yoga, you know.
I always wanted to do yoga though, like it just looked fun to me. I like how like people are able to like you said, the breathing techniques, but also like how they stretch their body and become flexible.
Yeah, that's lit.
And just channeling the energy, like
the chi energy. But so like, you know, going back into that, like I used to try to walk every morning, you know. And I really think, I know this for sure, and it's gonna be the next episode, the way you start your morning determines your day.
And that's true,
bro. I'm telling you, when I have lit mornings, I have lit days. Like great true. Days.
I realized that one day, I was talking to someone and they were saying, like, how did your morning start off? Like, did you wake up in a good mood?
Yeah.
And I was like, I really didn't wake up in a good mood. I kind of was rushing. So when I feel rushed, I get irritated.
Of course.
And so I was like, damn, this is going to be a bad day. You kind of like foresee it, but you also put it out there in the universe too. So
yeah.
I didn't realize that, like, how you wake up and how you started off, it really like can cruise the rest of your day. But at the same time, me, like my ritual routine, like if I'm in a bad mood, I kind of like look for a book to read, or I go to a book that I am reading.
Mm-hmm.
Something that like balance out thoughts, like the way you thinking, or I can go to a book that talks about relationships. But I normally go to a book that talks about thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Because really, a lot of things are manifested, like, from thoughts. So, I do that a lot. Of course, I exercise. And I always challenge myself, like, a certain diet or try something that I can go without.
I think that's important.
So, I do that a lot. And
the challenging.
I just do something I love. So, if it's going to the movies or something, like you said, doing something that you like to do. I like going to the movies, trying new restaurants. Shit, that's me.
So
I love food.
you know we be going in, bro. I'm looking at this chocolate cake right here.
I'm hungry now.
I said I wasn't gonna eat this cake. You want some food? It's an apple. You wanna get it? That's not food.
I ain't trying to eat and talk. I'll be crushing hard. Like, apples are super loud. Like,
but I'm just telling you, I got the fruit bowl.
I can eat that once we done.
Okay, all right, let's get to it.
I don't want
to
be smacking in these people's ears.
So I think it's important to like kind of like what you said is like, what do you like to do that's fun? What is your inner child? So, I got a coloring book.
I love the color on my baby book. His Paw Patrol coloring book. I love to do that. That is so relaxing. Like, coloring is super relaxing. I noticed that.
I got, shout out to my homegirl Val. She got a coloring books for women empowerment.
That's dope.
Called Shades In. Yeah. And so I be coloring her coloring book. I be coloring in different coloring books. I got you.
I love coloring.
And it relaxes me.
And it's competitive as hell because I like to see who colored the best.
Yeah.
In my household.
So me and Malik, when Malik see me bring out the coloring book, his snag of two self, he bring his out. And I be like, I put some jazz on. And that's cool.
It's so, you know.
And I think like things like that, like I told you, like, you know, I'm finna get back on my bike. And like, it's like sometimes as adults, we get so driven and we get so headstrong on like results and working.
Right.
that we burn out and we don't forget that life is about living and being present.
Right, being in the present, for sure. And I remember they used to say, to reflect or like to be in the present, you have to look at things around you and notice it. They would say, like, look at something and notice the color of it, or name the color of it, or it used to be all type of techniques that you can do to, like,
be present,
feeling your limbs and toes.
Yeah.
And like you said, breathing. I remember when I was working out, actually earlier this week, and I was working, so we were doing an intense workout, and Rick was like, you're doing it so hard, and he always tell me, leave my ego at home. I used to be like, man, look. So this week I was just so intense because I want to burn,
yeah,
like this small body fat.
What
like,
are
so
you talking? Okay,
like it's my little abs, so I want to burn out. So, and he was like, relax. He was like, just relax, you're gonna get there.
Yeah.
So he was like, you gotta take 5 breaths between each workout. He was like, deep breaths. And I'm like, meh. Like, just showing him, like, yeah. I didn't think about it. And so I actually thought about it, and I was like, you know what? That's probably why I burn out so fast when I'm working out. So I started doing it, and, like, now I'll start doing 5 deep breaths between. He was like, you have to do that because you're gonna burn out. You're gonna tire yourself out. And that's why you won't get your full extent of your workout, because you're so tired and you can't even catch your damn breath. And you just looking like, he's like, you look bad.
You look bad in these streets.
So breathing.
Overexerting yourselves.
Yeah. And the Apple Watch got that little breathing thing. So
What is that?
On the Apple Watch, it tell you, like, sometime out the day, it tells you to do a breathing exercise. A lot of people ignore it, but it's really good. Like, you should really use it.
I don't know how I feel about
but it's cool.
A machine, a tech telling device you telling you to breathe.
But you know what? It do it when you haven't either stood up long enough, you haven't moved around long enough.
So it's like, okay.
It does it, like, if your heart rate is up. So wow. It can kind of trigger you, like, to let you know to do it. Like, some people never realized it. But one day, I noticed I wasn't moving much.
Right.
And I was like, my body was pacing. Like, my mind was racing. And my body was like, I was starting to have, like, anxiety. And my watch was like, breathe.
Damn. So, yo.
And I'm like,
You know what? That's pretty cool.
Let me put this back on her. Let me not dismiss this no more, because
it's a skin sensor. Like, it's connected to your skin.
Yeah.
And your heart rate.
And tell you how, your heart rate.
Technology.
So, I use it to my advantage sometimes. I don't use it all the time, but when I do have it, I use it. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all,
I'm doing this 1,000 breaths thing, and like I said, like, I use it, like, when I feel like, I was talking to somebody, and we was talking in the middle of it, they got real quiet, and I was like, I got quiet with them, and I just kind of waited, and she was like, this was my godmother, she was like, thank you for allowing me to take deep breaths before I answer your question. I said, damn, I struck a nerve. But she was like, thank you. And she was like, you know what? I will encourage you to do the same thing. Sometimes we in this automated and we in this fast society. And like, when somebody texts you, you got to text right back. I might not text you right back, but I seen it's on red. Yeah. I read it.
Right.
But I don't have to just be all just hyper, hyper vigilant all the time. So she was like, allow yourself to relax, breathe, and
get
then talk to
out.
People.
Get
yeah.
Your thoughts out. Man. Oh, man. That shit works in relationships too.
Like, 100%.
Thinking about what you about to say, and, like, get your thoughts out, for real. honestly.
Yeah, and just like, it's like we have to allow ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because we, everything just moving so fast. And that gets me to the point of, like, how do you pull out the matrix? Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's important to, like, pull out, like, recharge yourself. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, and at the same time, you don't want to be overwhelmed. And then once you're overwhelmed, you give up.
Yeah.
A lot of us give up because we overwhelmed by so much. And even like if we're doing something that we love, at times we like, man, I'm doing all this hard work and ain't nothing moving.
Yeah.
So being overwhelmed and learning how to balance everything that you're doing is very important. Reach out to someone and ask them, you know, I'm feeling this type of way, but I don't know how to go about it. Or having advice, giving advice and asking for it is needed.
Yeah.
Nowadays. So, 'cause you don't really know what's going on.
Check this out. I got two things. Talk to a human.
And not just through text messages too.
Yes. I talk to a human, man. Like, people.
Y'all gotta get into voice texting. It's fun. Voice
text. I remember the first time somebody voice text me. I was
that,
like, what the hell?
Dope.
I didn't know why this person was voice messaging me. It just came out of nowhere.
Because I'm trying to tell y'all personally something. I was texting Rick and he texted me back like aggressively and I'm like, why he using curse words? Like, why he cursing at me? Like,
yeah.
I'm texting normal. I'm not using any foul language. I'm not, you know, I'm not being aggressive. No exclamation points.
Right.
Nothing.
And it's just, yeah.
And he replies so aggressive. I'm like,
he didn't. He.
Oh man. So I'm like, okay. I have to let him know. I'm like, what you're reading? That's not my tone. Like, you think I'm saying it a certain way? So let me go ahead and voice text you and tell you how I really sound. And so he actually likes it. He like, man, go back to voice texting. Like, I will text him and he'll be like, man, go back to voice texting. I want to hear the voice. I'm like, it's better. And I kind of think that's why people do it for driving purposes and other things. But
right.
It corrects your tone. It corrects a lot of things because
people can misread it.
He like, man, I just thought you were talking. I'm like, no, I wasn't saying it like that. You were thinking I would respond like that.
Right.
But no.
That's fire. it actually do get more clarity to conversations. Because I remember my photographer, she put me on it. And she's just sending them hellas back to back. And I was like, I'm going to have to call you and just talk. I'm old school. Like, I'm
going to call. I'll call. I like talking. I just like talking on the phone.
Call
That's
you.
That's just me, period. Like,
yeah.
It can be voice text and FaceTime call. I like that more than texting. It's just so much to me to text.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, man, listen.
My responses become shorter and shorter and shorter. And it's like, I don't try to be blunt a lot.
Right.
But it's just like, man, I want to say much, but I just don't feel like texting it. Like,
call me, man. I'll pull up. So, talk to a human. That's just sounds scary, but it
works.
It works, right? The power of a person's voice.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that's like studies have proven, like when a child hears their mother's voice or their father's voice, like neurons and dopamine, all that lights up because it's a familiar voice. So, you know, talk to
it's
a human.
Comforting.
Very comforting. That's why we listen to music,
yeah.
You know,
certain sounds. It's a feeling that you get. And talk to people, and I would say just become aware. Being aware is a big thing. Being aware of your surroundings, how you speak to people. I always, like, me personally, mm-hmm. when I'm in public, I see how certain people treat people. Yeah. And I just become aware of, like, I don't want to be like that. Or I don't want to do that. My mom did something yesterday to me. And I said to Rick, and I was like, I didn't like how my mom act like just act mm-hmm. towards her fiance like that. I was like, I don't want to be like that. And he was like, he started laughing because he was like, it's funny to you how you see your mom because this. And
that's how he see her.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's funny as shit.
Damn, I want to be like that. And then we was at Snooks, and it was like a guy, I think he was autistic. Mm-hmm. And he was helping people out, and he would say good morning to everybody.
Yeah.
And some people wouldn't say it back. And so I was like, good morning. Like, I was saying it real loud.
Like,
good
morning.
Because I wanted people to know, like, to recognize him. And I didn't know if Rick said it back to him. So I looked back, and I, like, gave his mean-ass face. And I was like, say good morning. Like, I got upset.
You better say good morning.
Man. And he was like, I said it. And I'm like, oh, okay. God just wanted to make sure. It's just like, I become aware of certain things, and I don't want to be like certain people. So I just try to put that on other people. Like, be aware of, like, where 100%. You at and how you acting towards people. Like, if you in your bag, like, sometimes you may become off, you may become rude. You may come off snobby. Or just a lot of stuff. So just be aware of a lot of things, like, of course, just being a prison. But
I mean, and then it's like one of the, I think Charlamagne the God said that, like, manners can take you farther than money.
Money, yeah, man, yes,
and
absolutely,
yeah. Like, I know in my case, instance, I'm always be kind. That's one rule
absolutely.
We want to give you guys. Always be kind, because it's an African proverb.
Respectful too.
You never know who your neighbor might be. And,
true.
You know,
or an opportunity that might come by.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. 100%. You don't know who you don't burn. Don't be out here burning bridges because you got a chip on your shoulder, chump. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other one I think is important is to organize your life. Like, I think organizing, man. I've been challenging myself to keep my car extremely clean.
Ooh, like, that's very hard for me now.
That's like my challenge, because I pay a lot for that mud. So I was like,
that's a hard thing for me now. But
like, extremely clean.
Kid,
like,
my car will always be clean. But since I had a kid, it's just never been. I think I had my car clean twice.
You know what?
A year and a half
with the kids. This is our challenge. Y'all gonna help me keep this car clean.
My baby.
Well, no, you got a baby. I got young men.
I'm trying to
young
have
men.
Rick do it, but he's just not good with that. Like,
Mark, I be... baby.
But I would take stuff
look
out the
her.
Car and organize it.
I'm not finna be riding. You're not finna be talking about let's go somewhere and there's stuff everywhere. No, get that together.
Nah, for real though.
That reflects.
I hate a nasty car.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve of mine, low key. It is.
So I have a rule, no eating in this car. Flat out, if you want to eat, pull over. And see where you want to go. Yeah, no, it's like, and that's another thing. How do you have a balanced life? Setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Sorry, if you know you're not going to do something, then put it in your mind and just don't do it. Like, don't force yourself to do something you really don't want to do.
Yeah, I mean,
because you have ass in it. You're not doing it for the sake of yourself or like in a positive way. So
right,
set boundaries. Yep. With spouses, with friends,
you have to set those boundaries, and then you gotta like reaffirm them. Like, you know, this is what this is. You know,
that's what they said in their book.
What book?
That book I'm reading about marriage.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
I'm just now learning about how effective they are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I like, but I'm setting these boundaries with love.
not resentment, not aggression,
not spite, but it's like I gotta do this to stay alive. I gotta do this to stay healthy and balanced.
Right.
Like, no, like even the smallest thing, like you cannot drink after me.
Like my baby don't understand it.
Like Malik
pick my stuff up and I'm like,
like he all these sickness, I can't be sick. So like I got you a little, we gonna have you a little water bottle. You know, just stuff like that. And you know, I think organizing has helped me extremely too.
Like, I've always been like that too.
Yeah.
Organizing. I use my calendar, a notebook. I use a lot of stuff to alarms, all type of stuff.
Yeah, to stay on point, you know? Like, I start organizing, like, my, like days. Like,
so.
Yeah, I was talking about the days, like, a lot in certain days. Like, you know, Sundays are my self-care days. It's like, I gotta write. I gotta, like, be in nature. You feel me? And, I've been doing a lot. I'm just learning the importance of, like, really loving yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, when I take a bath, I'm taking a fire bath. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a long day. Mm-hmm. So, I might drop some oils in there. I might put some sauce in there. I might put on some dress. Like, I just want to relax. Mm-hmm. Don't knock on the door. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, yo, this is, I deserve this. I work hard.
That's what all the old, like, the grandmas used to do.
Now I feel them. I feel them.
My grandma was so intense. She put a TV in her bathroom. Like, yeah, those moments are good. I like a long time. I think I get a lot done.
Yeah.
A lot done. It's definitely necessary because I be ready to explode and I need that a long time.
You see how, like, I can, you see my candles, bro. I be having so many candles lit.
Hey,
I love candles.
I got a lot of them at home too. But yeah, I just encourage everybody to get that a long time too. And take advantage of it.
And what does that look like? That might look like locking yourself in the bathroom. That might be pulling over and turning the music down, letting the windows down, and just being present in a clean car. What does that look like? You know, it does. It look like whatever you make it want to look like.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Some men do that. My mom, fiance does that. Like, he loves to clean his car out. I think that's like his ritual.
Yeah. I know a lot of men, like,
they do that.
They be cleaning.
That's their thing. That's their bath.
That's so adorable. Like, baby, clean. Put a wax on it. Got the. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. And, I remember one of my stepdads, he had this Caprice. It's like, it was like an 87 Caprice box classic. But boy, he used to keep it clean.
Yeah.
That stay, he had a stay flow. That was like his stay flow. He, you know? But yeah, I think, you know, to kind of like wrap it up, I really enjoyed this episode. It's kind of like knowing our roles and, you know, really focusing and, like, being present in that role. Like, if I'm on business mode, that's business mode. If I'm on, you know, partner, spouse, mom, organizer, like, I'm tapped in.
Right. And don't fuck with me.
Nah, it's like, you know, let me handle this and I'm gonna get to you. It's not when it's your turn.
Yeah, so I just hope y'all took what everything we said and, you know, just apply it to your life, no matter what it is. We just want everybody to be able to balance out their lifestyle. And shit, focus. If you're focusing on the money, make that money work for you. Don't work for the money.
Yeah. Life is a balancing act, and I want to leave on a challenge. I challenge my peoples to just breathe more. You ain't got to take 1,000 deep breaths, but you got to start, you know, just breathing. And we're going to close on that note. We're going to be all right. Peace.